KB4CBA. How you doing, Bill?
Hello, hello. We're doing fine. Yeah, I missed you a little bit earlier this morning. I'm headed over to get my Expedition washed. I tell you, I've got to learn this thing. It takes me all day to wash it, clean the inside out, so I just take to the pros over.
You take your antennas off or leave them on?
The HF radio in here anymore. I took it out just because I didn't use it enough. Because I don't drive that much in this car. But I've got a heavy duty mag mount up on top, and I just screw the whip part of it off. And that's it, over.
Yeah, that's one of my concerns. And then, of course, I can screw mine off at the base. If they have any of those plastic, any of those things that whirl around that are plastic, that scratches the paint. And I'm a little picky about that, so I just usually wash mine myself. And now if I can find a spray-on car wash in the winter, I'll run it through that in the winter time, you know. But there's not many of those around.
Well, this car sits outside all the time, you know, and it's almost 20 years old, 2002. I tell you, it looks really good. I always keep it cleaned. And always get it waxed, and it still looks really, really good. The paint job on it looks really good. So, I mean, you got that nice Mustang, but I don't worry about it on this car. I really have not seen a lot of scratches and things like that. They do a good job. I go to the Greenville Car Wash. Right now I'm going to the one in Simpsonville. They do a good job. The other one I go to is the one that is near the old highway department on Lawrence Road near Mimo's, or right adjacent to it. But they do a good job. Anyway, so that's where I go. And gosh, I just be there 20 minutes usually, and Lord, it'd take me all day to clean this thing over.
Good, yeah, I've been to the one there on Lawrence, across from where the old highway department used to be, and gosh, they've been there forever, and they do a good job. My wife's been taking her to the place right up the street here at the top of the hill, Wade Hampton, where you can run it through their car wash and then you vacuum it out yourself and, you know, do your windows. And I don't know how much it costs, but her car is almost white. It's kind of a creamy white color. And those plastic things don't really, if they are scratching the paint, it doesn't show up. So, but my Mustang's so dark, I just don't want to take the chance. But anyway, and man, I tell you, the water just beads up on that thing. I don't know what kind of coating they put on that car, but it just, I haven't had to wax it. It's just unbelievable.
The car?
Clear. Yeah, that is mine. When it rains, the water just beats up on it. I can pull it in the garage and just wipe it down after it rains. And you know, and it looks fantastic.
So where do you take it?
The David Cole car wash in the driveway.
You open for business?
Well, I mean, you know, if you just want to stop by, I've got more than one brush, so, you know, we can dive in as long as it ain't freezing cold. I just finished putting that part, I got a part for the HVAC system that was bad. It was making a noise, popping noise when you first start the car up, and and so I had to replace it, and that was a lot of fun, but anyway, I'm used to that kind of stuff, and so I got that replaced, and and it's working like it's supposed to, so I'm happy.
Well, you're a handy dandy do it, man. I think I do a big thing when I replace the lifter pistons on the lift gate in my window on this big car. I did that yesterday, and so that thing, you know, on the Expedition, at least this model, you've got the big hatchback, then you got a window in addition. That window, I've replaced the pistons for the hatchback twice now, after over 20 years, but the lifters on the window, on the hatchback, never had been replaced. Those things really last a long time, but they don't get used as much as the ones on the hatchback. But anyway, I did that yesterday.
The window's lighter, and like you said, don't get used as much. But I don't know that I've ever replaced any on a car. And those things don't work as good in the winter time. I don't know if you've noticed that, but when it's hot, even the ones that have gotten weak, they'll work pretty decent. You may have to help them a little bit, but once you get the tailgate up to the top, they'll usually hold them up there unless they're just real bad shape. But I've had the same ones on the 2007 Edge that we gave our youngest daughter, and they're still on there, and they work fine in the summer, but you better watch your head in the winter time, because like right now, the other day we were out there, and Brandon opened it up, and it came down on his head, and he said, "Oh yeah, I forgot about that."
So, I tell you, this car, you know, this is a big car, and it got the hatchback on it. It is so heavy that if those lifters don't work right, if they're just worn out, it's almost impossible to lift that tailgate up. It is so heavy. I'm not kidding you. And to get those pistons on for the tailgate, you have to compress those pistons. I like never got that done. But anyway, I am here, so I am going to say 73s to you. I'll talk to you later, David. M4IQ.
Enjoy the rest of your day, and good to talk with you. I haven't talked with you in a while. You take care. Stay well, and we'll talk to you later. M4IQ, KB4CBA.
UE, KI4DOS.